Pastor Herman, Pastor Carol, I just want to thank you guys again for the opportunity and the privilege to come behind the pulpit and minister. You know, I feel like the Lord has given me a word, and I'm excited tonight about what I have to share, and I hope you get as excited as well. You know, like I said, like the song said, do you see what I see? You know, and recently I came up on a Sunday, and I shared a testimony of a miracle that happened in our family with you guys know him as Ezekiel, and we call him Aukai, because that's short for his long Aukai, lam 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 lam, nui nui, long Hawaiian name with a huge meaning, but we call him Aukai. And just to give you a little bit more of what actually happened, it was like he woke up on, I believe it was a Saturday morning, right? It was Saturday morning, and he woke up, and we had a long day prior to that. And we did a lot of walking, and for some reason he hurt his foot. And his foot was swollen, and he was crying. And he said, Daddy, I cannot walk. And every time he would step on one foot, he would cry. And I was just like, no, I ain't having this. You know, this is my kid. I believe the word. And we prayed over him, and we prayed in faith. We spoke the word, and he cried. And I said, okay, I want you to step on the foot. And he stepped on it, and he cried. And says, Dad, it's not working. And I was like, no. No, this thing's going to be in my way, but I'm going to get it. I said, no. And we prayed and we believed. And, you know, I'm not up here showboating, you know. I'm not up here bragging, but I'm bragging on God. I'm not bragging on me, because the power doesn't come from us, right, Greg? I don't have any power inside of me, of myself. We have the authority to use that power, right? And whether we exercise it or not is up to us. And that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open them up and turn to Ephesians chapter 1, and we're going to be starting off in verse 3. You know, it is, give me a second, I need to have some refreshment here. You know, to know the word, yeah, to know the word, and then to know the truth, yeah, which is the word, yeah, it's so easy to recognize the truth, yeah, when you're not living in the tension of it. It's so easy, yeah, for just quote the word. The word says this, the Bible says this, God says this. You know what I'm saying? I prayed, I claimed it, and I grabbed it. It's so easy to come up. It was so easy, let me tell you. It was so easy for just tell you guys what God did. And I could not tell you that Sunday. It's not really normal for me to come up and like do those kind of things. But when I was standing there, I could feel the Holy Ghost just saying, you got to give me glory for this, man. You got to give me glory for this. You know what I'm saying? He needs to get the glory for what is being done in our lives, because people need to know. They need to know that this is real. This is not some sham. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's not a Ponzi. This is real. You know, what we are living out, it's real. If it's not, then no better we just close up shop and just go do our own thing, right? Because I get a lot of things that I could do. You know what I'm saying, yeah? But I'd rather be doing this, because this is real. This is life, right? So Ephesians, like I said, Ephesians 1. And if you're taking notes, the title of my message is going to be A Postcard from Paris. Ephesians 1:3, it says, and I'm reading from the Passion Version. It says, every, and I'm going to stop right there. The word every, the first word, every, translated in the dictionary says, used for emphasis, all possible, the utmost. Okay? So he just starts off the scripture with every. Then he goes, every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has already been lavished upon us as a love gift from our wonderful heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord Jesus, all because he sees us wrapped into Christ. This is why we celebrate him with all our hearts. And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Wow, he chose me. Before he created, man, he created the sun, the moon, the stars, the planets. Before all of that, he chose me. He had a plan for me. He had a plan for you. You all are included in this plan. Awesome, yeah? Well, I mean, you know, like a couple of years ago, I'm going off my notes, but a couple of years ago, as a Valentine's present, my wife got a gift for us to go to Haleakala, and we got to go look at a telescope, and we got to look at the moon. And so the telescope zoomed in on, you know, the craters of the moon and all this stuff. And it was like, wow, that is so cool, man. Like, and we took a whole bunch of pictures, and then it's like a group that goes up there and they look at, you know, the constellations, they look at the planets, you know, you can see Jupiter, Saturn, all the different planets. And that's so cool, man. But we're much cooler than that, you know? And you know what I'm saying? God created us. He created all of that for us. You know what I'm saying? So where was I at? And he chose us to be his very own, joining us to himself even before he laid the foundation of the universe. Because of his great love, he ordained us. You heard that deep voice? He ordained us so that he would be seen as holy in his eyes. So that we would be seen as holy in his eyes with an unstained innocence, for it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children. Now I want you to stop right there. Just kind of take that in. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us. How many of you guys have kids in here? I think everybody, pretty much everybody has kids, yeah? So, you know, when I was born, yeah, you know, I don't know if it was planned, you know, like say, hey, let's have a kid, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the ramifications was. I know that when we had Jedediah, like right after we got married, I said, we got to have kids because we don't want to have kids when we're like in our 60s, you know? And then Ezekiel, was he really planned? Was he like to sit down and say, okay, babe, we need to have another kid? I mean, we talked about it, but it wasn't like planned, you know what I mean? I said all of that to say this, yeah? Adoption is a choice. When you get adopted, somebody goes into a place, yeah, an orphanage, yeah, and they choose to take you. You're not an accident. You're not a surprise. You know what I mean? It's something that is purposeful. They're in there to get a child because they want a child. And I'm not saying that you weren't wanted when you were born. Please, okay? I'm just gonna step back and say that, okay? So just understand, like, the way that they are wording this is just amazing. How they just, it's so marvelous, babe, the way they, you're shaking your head. For it was always in his perfect plan to adopt us as his delightful children through our union with Jesus, the anointed one, so that his tremendous love that cascades over us would glorify his grace. Wow, this is a lot. For the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus. Wow. He looks at us like he looks at Jesus. He looks at us like he looks at Jesus. Think about that for a second now. Now. Jesus. When we get sick, we pray, we say, in the name of Jesus. When there's a problem, there's an infirmity or something, we feel like there's a bad spirit in a place, we pray and we say the name Jesus. The name Jesus. And God sees us in Jesus. He sees Jesus. How awesome is that? Now, check that out now. Now, I'm going someplace with this, okay? Now, for the same love he has for his beloved one, Jesus, he has for us. And this unfolding plan brings him great pleasure. Now, I want you to remember that last part, the unfolding plan, because in the beginning, Paul just comes in with guns blazing, man. He just starts off with every spiritual blessing in heavenly realms. Now, I'm going to go to a different translation. Let me go to, I believe this is the New Living. It says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And it's a little bit more condensed. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons and daughters by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, by which he made us accepted in the beloved. When he said, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. Did you catch that? Every. Did he say 75%? Did he say like 5 spiritual blessings? Every spiritual blessing. Now understand, yeah? I think this is the Wednesday night crowd. I don't have to explain this, but I'm just going to say this just because I have to, okay? Every spiritual gift, only through our identity and union with Christ are we eligible to receive all of these blessings. So you understand that this is being taught to the believer. This is not somebody that you meet at Kahumanu Center. You don't know what church they go to. You don't know what their spirituality is. This is pertaining to the believer, okay? Now, and when he says every spiritual blessing, yeah? I'm a parent, yeah? And I like to bless my kids. Some of you have grandchildren. You like to bless your grandchildren. I love to bless my kids. I know you love to bless your grandchildren. I know you guys love to bless your kids. But I think one of my stumbling blocks is blessing them too much sometimes. I don't like to give. I'm learning that if you give them too much, they become spoiled. You know? But God never think that way about us. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't concerned that we was going to get spoiled by giving us all. I mean, he gave us Jesus. Jesus was his best. I mean, that in itself. But he chose to give us every spiritual blessing. Now, okay, so one more sip, okay? In my line of work, yeah, and I'm not putting a commercial out here. In my line of work, yeah, and Pastor, you can relate to this because I used to work for Pastor before. And the worst thing that can happen to me, yeah, is not having a tool that I need at a job. Oh man, I hate that. And I don't use the word hate too much, but I tell you, it burns me to show up to the job and not have the right tool. Oh my God. This morning I had to go set some tiles in. I just wanted to do fast kind work because I cannot sit down and study. The Lord speaks to me when I'm working and doing stuff. It's funny like that. Like I try to sit down and I go outside and I water the yard and God's giving me, let me go write this down. Okay, I'm taking a shower. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I just cannot sit still. I gotta do something. That's just me though, okay? I'm not telling you to do that because that's just me. But I went this morning and I had all my tools there. I had a tile saw, I had the T-square, I had the grout, all the other tools. I never have a pencil. For mark the tile, for cut them. Oh my God, let me tell you. And so, I'm not trying to show off here, but I'm just making an example. And this is a long time coming now, okay? This is 30 years in the making, let me tell you, okay? From when I started doing this till now, this is 30 years in the making. And I'm like super stoked to do this. So, the Bible says that he's given us every spiritual blessing. You know, from the get-go, when we start our Christian life, God gives us everything. Now, Pastor Herman, if I would have had all of this when I started working with you, oh my God, I don't know where I would be now. I'd probably be the owner of a company telling guys what to do. I would have been, right? Right? If I would have had all of this now, okay? If I would have had, it took me 30 years to perfect, to get everything the way I need it. I mean, like, let me show you. Okay, like, on. So this right here. Now this is, I promise you, I'm going someplace with this. This is not just me showing off my stuff, okay? Because that's not me. Maybe sometimes, but you know. But, so, this thing right here, yeah? Took me 30 years, Pastor, to get belts, to get bags. For the other 30 years, yeah? Well, for the 10 years that Cy was working with me, 8 years. He was my tool bag. Cy, where's my hammer? Where's my drill? Where's my tape measure? Cy, you get my pencil. You know what I'm saying? Drill over there. Tape measure over there. Pencil. Who knows where the pencil stay? You know what I'm saying? And what a convenience to have everything you need and know what it does to do it when you need it, you know? When Alki was sick, we knew. We lay hands on him. You pray for him. You speak the word. You use your tool. You know what I mean? You use the spiritual tools that God has given you in the proper way. You know what I'm saying? You know, and about a month prior to that, my other son was sick. He had a rash. And this rash just kept growing and growing. It started on one place, then it spread to his arms. Oh man, and it got bad, Pastor. It got bad. And I was like, it's not like we wasn't praying. It's not like we brought him up here. You remember, we brought him up. You guys prayed. You laid hands on him. And he kept going. And as a father, I don't like seeing my kids suffer. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think our Heavenly Father likes to see us suffer. You know what I'm saying? And I wish I could be like real poetic and say, you know what, the Lord works in mysterious ways, or this happened for a reason. I'm still trying to figure that out, okay? But I noticed one thing throughout that whole ordeal is that Jedediah, I wasn't going to say it, he never skipped a beat, man. But he never even get him down. Like, I was more concerned than he was. Never even bother him. You know, the thing got kind of bad on his own. Hey, I love you, bro. I'm using you right now in the sermon. It's all good, okay? But was really bad. Like, it was keeping me up at night. You know, I'm just being honest now, okay? Just being honest. But the Bible says that we have every spiritual blessing. Part of those blessings is patience. Part of those blessings is trust, and trusting that God is in control. He is in control of the things that I cannot control. And I am a control freak, man. I'm just being honest, man. I like to control everything. You know, like I said, I don't like to not have a tool that I need. And last night, it really paid off to have the things. There's two things I want on my tombstone. You guys got to make sure, okay, when I go. I'd rather have them and not need them. Well, how does it go? No. Cry one time, and it ties into the other quote. Cry one time because I don't like buy rubbish. Buy them one time. You spend $200 on a hammer, and that's the last hammer you buy. Ever. This hammer going to go inside my wheel, okay? One time, cry. Because I don't can be on the job and this thing break. And I gotta spend 1 hour going to Home Depot, wasting all that time to come back, okay? I'm going someplace with this. I know you say, like, come on already, okay, hurry up. And I'd rather have them and not need them than need them and not have them, okay? And you know, the Lord saw fit to bless us with everything from the beginning. Last night there was a blackout in Yale Valley, and I was working. And I was working inside some place where I almost felt like I was in Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like everything was all lit up, and then, you know, my wife's texting me, and then before I know it, I look at my watch, and I was like, oh my God, it's 9:30, and there's no light at home. I got to get home, you know what I'm saying? And like, I get home, and there was one light, and thank God I bought that light. What is it, 4,000 LED? No, there's a purpose to this. I bought this light like months ago. And at first I bought this, you saw the DeWalt, you know, the tower light, yeah? The thing like a little tripod, it looked like a bazooka. I bought that first. It was like, you know, and I said, what do you need this light for? She never do that. I'm just saying, like, she probably was thinking that, like, oh my God, why are you? So I bought the light and I was like, man, this thing is kind of huge. I don't really need them. So I took them back. Well, I actually found this, a smaller, I should have bought them tonight. It's a compact one, but it's actually stronger than that light. So it's like 4,000 lumen or something. It's bright up. We're the only house in Yale Valley that had light. A cop even had stopped by, and he was like, trying to figure out, like, what, a power off? And, you know, what's up with these guys? Like, whole light, the whole house, boom, right? I know, I'm sorry. Anyway. So, for once, it worked out, you know? We had a couple of lights in there, and it was good. But how not like God to set us up from the very beginning. But the thing is, yeah, like, we have all of these blessings that is available to us that are at, not our disposal, but at our reach to use at any time, not just for our personal person, but to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. And like all of these tools, okay, like all of these tools, okay, all of these tools have a purpose. They all do, okay? All of this. Pastor Herman, this is one contractor pencil, one mechanical contractor pencil, and even get one sharpener over here for sharpening. How's that? They all have a purpose. Pretty cool, huh? Utility. The utility, yeah, but I just I just got to cry once. You know what I mean? That's just in my nature. It's okay. It's okay. But while I'm here, might as well have heaven on earth too, right? You know what I'm saying? Why wait? I can have the best of both worlds. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to choose, you know? And, you know, and when people see, check them out. This thing came from Austria. Took 2 months for coming. But anyway, no, no. See, like, I don't want you guys to get out of this service. James Kimo Santiago brought his tools to church. There is a purpose. I promise you. I promise you. Okay? Because the Bible says that every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm has been lavished upon us. That's one fancy word, lavished. Yeah. Now, I never look up the meaning to lavish, but it means very lavish. It means very, like, just giving, just overwhelmingly. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. That's the kind of God we serve. You know what I'm saying? So, our deal is to search out and find out what these blessings are. I have a list of blessings, but I don't feel like I need to give you guys the list. You know what I mean? It's just like, you know, like you guys, I'm giving you guys the answers to the test. You know what I mean? Like, one of them is the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know that. Without the Holy Ghost, I just talking stories with you guys up here. This is all, if the Holy Ghost was not here and he didn't bless this message and he wasn't in our presence, this is just another story on a Wednesday night, and we go home and nothing is done. Nothing is captured, nothing is gained, nothing is learned, right? But I want, the Holy Ghost saw fit to let you know that you have everything from the get-go. We have all of these things. And like these tools, yeah, it took me 30 years, because I graduated in 1992, and I started working for you in 1992, and it's 2022 right now, so yeah, 30 years. 30 years, it didn't have to take 30 years, and it shouldn't take you 30 years to figure out who you are in Christ Jesus. But the thing of it is, yeah, is that I'm so off on my notes. This happened this morning. I was preaching this message to my wife while we was going to Lahaina, man. And I was like, man, it was just boom. So we have, God has given us every spiritual blessing. But it's our job to collect those blessings. And the only way we actually end up being able to use them is by using them, right? And you know, it's funny, yeah, sometimes. It's like you learn how to use the word. You learn how to pray for somebody. You know how to believe God for healing, yeah? And then that blessing stay over there by the tape measure. You know, 2 weeks down the line, somebody else need that same healing that you prayed for your own kid. Tape measure stay over there. You know what I'm saying? Somebody need for him a good word from the Lord, and the potty knife stay over there. You know what I'm saying? Instead of taking what God has given us, you know what I mean, and carrying with us, organizing it with us. You know, like my keys, yeah? I was going to bring like a whole bag of keys tonight. I get about like 37 keys, I don't know. Like, it's just some random number that I just wanted to throw out there. And I don't know where those keys go. And these are all keys that I used to renovate units. Like, the owners would give me the keys. And I said, I don't like one. They would put them in the lockbox. I would take them out of the lockbox, make one copy, so I wouldn't have to open up the lockbox. I just open, boom, and then, you know, Paul just throw away the key. But I just kept, man, I had a whole pile of keys. I never know what key went to. So I started doing this with my keys, you know. I carry them around. I put them on hook, kind of like this tool belt. You know what I'm saying? And these keys, I know what keys I get this unit I'm working on now. So it's on my key ring. I know what I organize. I make sure I know. And like that situation with Al-Kai when I prayed for him. Okay, that thing is on me now. Somebody else need healing. I know that God gonna heal him, cause he healed my son. You know what I'm saying? Pastor Herman is preaching about faith. Your faith has to have a voice. This is not in my notes, but you know that that whole situation with the disciples in the boat. I don't know if you preached on that. One of you guys talked about that a little bit. But they were in the boat, and they were on a mission to go someplace, and there was a storm, right? And Jesus was sleeping. Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm. And now we just heard that song, I see lightning, I hear thunder. And thunder can be loud. Lightning can be kind of crazy. You can get the rain coming down, yeah? It didn't seem to bother Jesus. You know what I mean? All of that noise going on. And he never wake up. But he heard Peter's voice. In the midst of all of that, he heard Peter's voice with all the storm that was going on. How's that? Right? And we have every blessing. And sometimes, you know, I feel you, okay? So I'm going to just be honest. Sometimes, like that whole situation with my other son, I feel like maybe sometimes I'm talking just for hearing myself talk. But God's working something. God's working something. You know, like when we were kids, yeah, my mom and dad are here, yeah? We never get everything we wanted, yeah, mom? We didn't. I remember this one time I wanted this one toy. We was at this thrift store, and man, I wanted this thing so bad. It was only like $5, and I was like, I was being a fool, man. I like threw a tantrum and everything. I was like, mom, man, of all the things I wanted that thing. You know why I wanted it so bad? I still remember it. I wanted it, and she said no. And she said no. And you know what? I never die. I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, and you know, like, I feel like maybe she thought, like, man, if I give him this, he just, every time I ask him for something. But God is not that way. God is not the way where he's like, oh, I'm going to not heal your son because you're going to be a spoiled brat. There's something that's going on in there. Maybe one day I'll be able to preach about it. But I trust God. I trust him. I trust him that whatever's going to happen, regardless, I get to go to heaven one day. And all of this is like Pastor Carol said, I cannot take this with me. You know, I know. It's would be nice. You know, hey, Jesus, you get that golden gutter over there. I'll go tweak them for you. I got the tools. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have a different set of tools up there. You know, and it's the reason I brought these other tools and I'm not going to use them. I wanted to cut inside here, but I think Pastor Carol probably cut me with all that sawdust flying around. She probably grabbed this tool. But, you know, as we grow in our faith, yeah, there's always an opportunity to get better, right? There's always a better way in God. God never leaves us where we're comfortable. And I believe that's why we go through some things sometimes, right? And I don't know what you're going, I don't know what storm you're going through. We all going through something. Me and Lambert was talking a couple weeks ago, and like I was telling him some stuff, and he was telling me some stuff. And I'm not going to tell you about the stuff we talked about, but I'm just going to say, we all going through stuff. I know we all going through stuff. Some of us, it's more bad than others, but we all going through stuff. We all serve the same God. But what I wanted to point out in that is that there's always a better way to do something. You see this, yeah? This hammer, yeah? This is a good way to pound a nail in. You know that? And it's kind of cool because you have a magnet on top of this. So it holds the nail, and you go, paw! And then you don't even have to hold the nail. That's cool, eh? You like that, eh? If you like that, you're going to like this even better. Okay? Okay? This thing right here can drive a nail, too. And I don't have to use my wrist to pound it in. This thing is powered. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I like the message you played last week about adding to yourself. And that thing went just kick me in the rear, man. Like, oh my God. Like when you add to yourself and when you let God add to you. Oh, man. Bruh. I can add to myself. I know how I'm a professional at adding to myself. But when God adds to you, oh, brother, like, oh, you see what God did? You see how God healed my son? You see, his foot was swollen. He's still climbing trees right now. Bro, I couldn't have done that. That's like my power. And this, I'm not going to even put God down to this standard, but you know what I'm saying? I know you guys like see this thing work. It's okay. I show you guys. Okay? So I was going to make a cross, but Then I would have to cut wood, but I'll just make a small cross for you because I don't like making plenty of wood over here, you know, sawdust. But I could pound a nail into this thing. But I got something better. Okay? And I can just... Now get nails sticking out on the other side. I don't like show you guys that. But I could have done that, okay? But as we grow in our faith, yeah? God always has something better. And we're not trying to like just keep up with the Joneses, okay? It's not about like, oh, you know, better car, better house, better spouse. No. God never wants to leave us where we're at. I believe that one day I'm going to be too old for do this kind of stuff, even though I would love to do this till I told my wife I'm going to be late to the funeral. I'm going to be fixing up somebody's house before I got to jump in a casket. You know what I mean? But I believe that one day I'm going to be doing stuff like this. The tool's going to have to be sitting down, and I'm going to have to do stuff like this. I'm going to have to do, and this, you know what this is? This is blueprints. I got this from Jim. I never know he used to be on licensed contractor before. So I said, hey, bro, you get some blueprints. I like use this for my sermon. And this is the blueprints for in church, Pastor. Look at this thing. Look at how fat that book is. For in church now. Can you imagine what this looks like? Now, remember I told you, everything has a purpose, okay? I'm not up here just showboating, okay? Sometimes the Word of God can look like this. I'm going to walk around and show you guys his plans. Some of you guys might, oh, this is the page he showed me. Like, the plans for the church. Do you understand that? Try to look at that. Maybe Kalia just trip us out and just show me, oh yeah, James, I know the radius and that and the square. Look at that. It's pretty nuts, yeah? How's that? Look at that. This is the plans to build a church. Look at that. Okay, I'll let you guys. That's right, Mama. That's right. That is right. You guys see? I'll come close. I know you guys about my age, so you guys got to get the pepper closer, huh? See, you know what I'm saying? It's just one page. It's just one page of a book. Okay? You guys see that? You see this? And you know what, yeah? You know what the Lord told me? He said, sometimes God's plans look like that to us. Sometimes we look at the word and we don't understand what the thing mean. We look at them and God says, I gave you every spiritual blessing. But I don't understand, man. Like, I don't know. Something's going on in my life and I don't understand. Don't make sense. So what do? We pray. We read the word. We go and we press in faith, right? Because God's plan is eternal. God never changed his mind on me. You know what I'm saying? God still got a plan. And I don't care how old you are. I don't care what situation you're in. It's never too late. God never give up on you, so don't give up on him. You know what I'm saying? Don't give up on him. God's plans is eternal. So what do we say about all of that? So like I told you, yeah, like my line of work, I do a lot of renovations. So when I heard that scripture, Romans 12:2, to me, it was like, oh, it's real easy. You know, like, renew your mind. That's one of the main things as a believer. I think Brother Hagin said that one of the main things as a believer that we need to do on a daily basis is in the Bible is renew our mind. We need to renew our mind. And in my head, it was like, okay, renovation. So I just tear down everything and just make everything new. But that's not the meaning of renew, okay? That's renovation. That's tear down. In fact, I still working on one job right now that, oh my God, like this guy would call me after the fact. Like he got like 1 2-year-old for throw tile on the wall and everything is crooked. Pastor, like get tile, like, you know when the thing come in the corner like this and stay intersecting and the tile said like, la da. And he's like, can you fix that? And I'm like, bruh, renovation. I wanted to just cut the walls down, Jaime. I was like, bruh, I was like so like, you kidding me? And I was like, bro, I'm going to charge you, bro, for that. Well, I'm not really. He's a good friend of mine, so I'm going to help him out. But wasn't lining up, you know? And sometimes things don't line up in our life, you know what I mean? Like, and God not telling you to tear down your whole life and just start all over. That's not what God wants, you know what I mean? You've built up things over the years, you know what I mean? God has planted things in you. He's grown things in you. He doesn't want you to just throw everything away. So let's just see what renew says. So let's turn over to the scripture first, okay? Romans 12:2, and this is a common scripture. You guys should, we don't even have to turn there. You guys should know. It says, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You know, the devil, I got to say this, the devil, he's always going to tell you what you don't have. Yeah? He said, you don't have healing. You don't have money. You don't have good looks anymore. I tell you, you're a liar, devil. You know what I mean? You're just a liar. You know what I mean? The devil, it's like he was in the beginning, right? In the garden. He told them what they never have. God gave them everything in the garden but two fruits. And he says, all right, what about those two? The devil always comes to question the word. That's what he did. That's the true scheme of the devil, is he always comes to question the word. Is it, did God really say? Didn't he say you could have all? How come? What's up with these two? He always comes to question the word, right? And even before, like this is my biggest struggle. I'm just being honest with you. Every time before I got a minister, yeah, God will give me a word. And like it's almost like emotional. It's like roller coaster, man. Like I get the sermon, I was like, and then like 5:30, I was like, oh my God, should I preach that? Like, is this you, God? Like, what was that? And I'm learning to say, like, you know what, devil? No. 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 In Jesus' name, God has planted this in me to give to the congregation. That's what I'm going to give. And I'm going to trust you to back me up because you've given me every spiritual gifting. And everybody else got to know. And I got to remind them. And I got to let them know to renew this inside of them. So renew. What is the definition of renew? I'm going to tell you. Let me go back to the middle. I don't like you guys... strain your neck, yeah? Look into the corner. Renew is to make like new. This is what I got. To restore to freshness. Vigor or perfection. To refresh. To refresh. Every day. Refresh who you are in Christ Jesus. Who you are, your authority, your stand, who you are. When the devil looks at you, when he starts to question you and starts to talk to you a certain way, it's like, oh, wait, I'm not looking like Jesus anymore. I better go renew myself. I need to refresh myself. Brother, who are you talking to, bro? You're talking to Jesus, bro. You're talking to a son of God. You cannot talk to me like that, right? Because I have every spiritual blessing. The Bible says that. And I'm going to hold on to that. I am going to carry that around. See? When you come around, because I'm already ready. See, for some of you guys, like, you know, it's funny, like my brothers, yeah? They all mechanics in the house. I'm the only one carpenter. So I tell them, hey, bro, sawdust more easy for wash off than engine oil, okay? Hi, Julio. So that's what I want to leave you with. And I got 5 steps to renewing your mind. But you know, I don't like cookie cutter stuff. I can give them to you anyway if you want to use it. I believe the Lord. I believe the Wednesday night crowd. You guys are the Green Beret of the church. You know what I mean? You guys are the Army Rangers, Navy SEALs. Right? You guys know, but I'm going to give them because I get them. If you like, use them, use them. 5 steps to renewing your mind. Step 1, ask the Lord to guard and direct your mind. Key right there. Perfect. Because that's where most of the attack is going to happen, right here. Because you're going to leave here and then maybe the engine light going on. You know what I mean? And you gotta put gas. Oh, we was coming back from Lahaina on the backside because traffic was real bad. Just fast story. We went out to go see my friend. He had opened up his restaurant. It was his grand opening today. And traffic was crazy. And I remembered why I don't like working in Lahaina anymore. Like, I don't like doing that drive. But we got out there and we was in traffic for like 2 hours. And then I saw the traffic coming back into Lahaina, and I was like, nah, we go backside, come home. We go Kahakuloa side. And it's beautiful. But then on our way out, like almost when we was like halfway point, had some tourists on the side of the road, and like they stopped us and said, hey, man, can I siphon some gas out of your car so we can get out of here? And I was like, my wife's like, go. This is kind of sketchy. Let's go. And I was like, man, and then my friend was following me behind us. And this guy's from California. He's the nephew of my friend. This guy looked like a gangster. And I was like, oh, I'm trying to ask him. And like, I was like, oh, no, this guy. I don't even know why I'm telling you guys that story. But, you know, things are going to happen. You know what I mean? You just gotta roll, you know, and just. But yeah, ask the Lord to guard and direct your mind. Number two, recognize the source of self-focused and self-defeating thoughts. You know, you go after that one thought that always keeps coming back to you, telling you that you're not who the Word says you are. You're not who God says you are. You know what I'm saying? Because the devil, he's sneaky. He come around. He like one roaring lion. Yeah. It says he's like a roaring. He's not a lion, right? He's like a roaring lion. So he just do this, yeah? Just do this. Step three, replace self-focused thinking with a God-focused mindset. Bruh. Replace self-focused thinking with a God-focused mindset. Bruh. My dad is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He owns all the land that we own, all the land that those cows are on. He owns all the cows. He owns the dirt under the grass. He owns everything. He owns Jupiter, Mars, Saturn. Think about this. He said, let there be light, yeah? And the sun is shining in the void of space with no oxygen. Let's go to step four. Rest in the truth that you are accepted in Jesus Christ. You are accepted. You are accepted. Plain and simple. Step five, repeat steps 1 through 4 daily. You just keep telling yourself who you are in Christ Jesus. You know that? The Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And the end of that scripture says, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that we allow to work in our lives. You know, is according to how much God can work in our lives. Because God's not a, he's not going to force himself on you. He's not going to force greatness on you. You got to want it. Right? You got to want to go from this to this. You know? And then from that to this. You know? You got to learn how to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, you know? Is that okay? And that's all I got for you guys tonight. I hope you guys receive. I hope you guys understand the postcard from Paris. Yes. The postcard from Paris. Why did I use that song? And some of you guys like country music in Sahia, so I don't know, you guys are probably thinking about it that certain way, but there's a reason. There's a country song by the band Perry. Some of you guys know it, but just when I thought things were all right, my eyes play tricks on my mind. Will I ever be satisfied? Because all I ever seem to find is a postcard from Paris. When I've seen the real thing. Anybody ever try to tell you about someplace that you've actually been to? Somebody tell you, some tourists come over here and go like, start telling you about, you know, some restaurant that they ate and you grew up eating there. You know what I mean? That was your neighbor's restaurant, and they're trying to tell you about something. You know, they're trying to tell you something they just found out about, but you know it already, right? What is the real thing? It's really all a matter of perspective. We've just been taught that God has seen to it that we are well equipped. We have the tools for any given situation, whether in battle or in victory. And we've also just been taught that we're not just well equipped for our own situations, but also for those he puts in our path, for those he sends us out for. But do you see yourself that way? Do you see yourself ready for whatever comes your way? Let alone ready and well equipped for the one who comes to you for prayer? Do you see yourself as that postcard from Paris, or are you the real deal? I'm here to end with this. If you have been well equipped with the tools God has given you, then you are no postcard from Paris. You are the real thing. Amen? Amen? We only preach what we know, right? We don't pull scriptures from, you know, Nehemiah and Leviticus. We preach what we know, right? We preach what we know. I mean, every scripture is there, right? For the equipping of the saints, but we preach what we know, right? We're not mealy vanillies, right? Right? Amen? Amen? We preach what we've experienced, right? When we go through something, we preach that. Because that's what people want to see. They don't like see, hey, bro, something, some sermon you heard on the radio. And get some good ones, man. Let me tell you. Oh, bro, I listen to some of these guys. They're like, wow, I could preach like that. But no. No, in God's timing. Because it's not about me looking good. It's about people getting fed. And being fed the word of God and being changed. It's not about anybody with nice clothes and nice shoes and whatever, you know. It's about people being fed, right? Amen? My wife looked at me and was like, enough already, class. It's 8 o'clock already. I get 2 more minutes. It says 7:58 in there. So if you've been blessed tonight, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? And I was blessed to preach tonight and give you this word. And I hope you leave here with not a postcard from Paris or a hammer or a nail. Or I hope you know that you are well equipped. Amen? We are well equipped.